Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines.
Freedom Bound Radio without barriers.
Armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines. Sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know?
Good afternoon and welcome to another Freedom Bound. It's a Macquarie Mob again. Thanks Dave and the gang for doing such a wonderful job while we've been away. And today in the studio I have with me Colin Wright, who's going to tell us all about Toastmasters, and Peter's got a little bit of information for us as well. That's Peter Beckett, our newest member. And of course there's Alan Bimson doing a wonderful job behind the panel. Sorry.
Panel
operator. Well, on with the show, shall we? Noon in the studio with me today I have Colin Wright, our special guest. Say hello, Colin.
Hi.
Colin is the CP and a member of Toastmasters, which is quite an achievement. Would you like to tell us a little bit about Toastmasters, Colin?
Yes. Toastmasters is an organisation for people who want to develop public speaking skills, self-esteem skills, and I came across Toastmasters quite by accident. In my concept of Toastmasters was completely different to what I thought.
It does bring to mind a lot of men in suits with glasses of champagne being snotty and snobby, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But that's not how it is. The club I'm in is called Able Spirit. We have about 50%.
How many of those are disabled?
50% disabled.
Half and half.
Yeah. Which is great for integration.
You have many CPs?
We've got two.
Two. What are the other disabilities? Wheelchairs and things, are they?
Various. Yeah.
And how did you originally get into it?
I was given a phone number that year, because I just been very sick. And I was looking for organizations to become involved in. And I was going to be integration officer who is employed by Harvard Council, and he referred me to Taste Matters. I vaguely have looked back since.
What's it done for you?
Well, it's brought me confidence. They're very positive group. Far different from other groups who can't think they cater for disabled people. Instead of focusing on them, what you can't do, let's focus on what you can do.
The positive, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really great. So you found that it has really improved your self-confidence.
Yeah.
And you're able to get up and speak in front of people.
Yeah.
Was that hard initially?
The first time, I've been there twice, and the first time I got asked a question, I think I answered it in about 2 words.
And now?
Now I can't shut me up.
You tell me your favourite is just pick a subject.
It's called Table Topics. Table Topics is where you get a question off the cuff, you give them a minute to answer it. It could be the most ridiculous question ever. And the answers can be ridiculous, or they can be serious.
Sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Hey.
Did you want something else? How long have you actually been a member of Toastmasters?
Oh, I joined in February this year.
So not a long time.
No.
And would you recommend it to any disabled people?
I'd recommend it to anybody.
Disabled, no. And how do you find Toastmasters? How? I mean, where's their phone numbers?
Well, if you like to contact me,
you'd like to give us your number?
Yeah, I'm 636-333-4.
Yeah. I got it right.
I can put you under the right person.
And what other sort of things do you do with Toastmasters? Meeting procedures and things, do you?
Meeting procedures. Public speaking. I guess it's communication skills as well.
What sort of skills? Skills?
Communication.
Oh, communication. Sorry, yeah. And I always imagine a Toastmaster as a man at a wedding.
No.
No.
Actually, our little club, Able Spirit, is more like a family.
A family.
And it is really great.
You sound like you're really enjoying it.
I am.
Well, Colin, thank you very much. I think that about covers it, and I hope you get a lot of phone calls about this. And thanks for coming into the studio today. And now here's Peter Beckett. The flirtatious, wonderful Peter, under great sufferance, will tell us about RAPS. Now, firstly, what does RAPS stand for?
RAPS stands for Recreation and Peer Support Group.
Yes, and what do they do?
We promote the interests of disabled people and integrate them with the general community.
I'll add this bit here. Enhance people's self-esteem, confidence, social skills by independence and facilitating social and recreational activities. Support the development of integrated peer networks involving both with and without disabilities. Provide respite through leisure activities to people with disabilities and their carers. Yes?
That's correct.
So it is a 50-50 organisation, disabilities and non-disabilities.
Yes.
And can you tell us what you get up to? You better not. Tell us about RAPS instead.
RAPS has been going for 2 years now, and I've been a member of RAPS for about 18 months. We've done things like we've had a day in the Blue Mountains. We've gone to Centrepoint Tower. We've been to Darling Harbour. We've been to the art gallery, all sorts of leisure activities.
Yeah.
We've also had craft workshops, a self-defence class, a women's group.
What's a women's group?
I don't know.
Just as well. You went to Penrith Leagues Club, I believe.
Yes, for our planning meeting for the next 3 months.
And you've got a contact name there.
Yes.
You'll find it for us, won't you?
Yes, the people to contact are Marion or Helen. And there's a phone number, which is 818-2074.
818-2074, is it?
Yes.
Between what hours?
10 and 3 Tuesday to Friday.
It is too. 818 2073 10 and 3. Yes, I've got the brochure right in front of me.
2074.
Yeah. So the criteria is your age between 18 and 35, have a disability or are able-bodied and would like to meet people.
Yes, that's basically it.
Yeah, and tell us a little more about it.
Well, it's helped me. It's given me another outlet to meet people, and I've gone to places that I wouldn't normally go to.
I see things like here, it says our regular sessions of basketball are well integrated, able-bodied people use wheelchairs to play and are held at a local high school, which has encouraged interest from other users of the venue, so they're getting people from all over. Even the Scouts have been on it. And a short arts course with Les Moore at the Les Moore Community Centre?
Yes, that's where we're based, in Cecily Street, Lilyfield.
Oh, is that right? You within the project, you discourage use of labels such as client or volunteer. All our members are participants, including staff and drivers.
So that's correct.
Everybody's encouraged to be equal, are they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like to tell us some more? Come on, this is your interview. See what I mean? I have to push him all the way through it.
Yeah, this guy was reading the papers all the way through the other.
He brought us in a world of information, and we were all ready for this great interview.
It's not often I'm stuck for words.
No, it isn't, is it? Well, tell us what you've got planned for the future with RAPS.
Well, we plan to have a camp in the near future, probably January. We have swimming in the pipeline. A group of us. A group of us.
Swimming in the pipeline.
A group of us are going to the Midnight Oil, one of the Midnight Oil concerts in November, which should be a real hoot.
Midnight Oil, eh? Well, come on, tell us some more.
Oh, boy.
There's many of the disabilities that arise from conditions such as cerebral palsy, spina bifida, spinal injuries, brain injuries, stroke, hearing and visual impairments. So that just about covers everything.
Yeah, we're multi-diagnostic.
So anyone can join whatsoever.
Yep.
But it's mainly for the inner city, isn't it? In eastern suburbs?
Eastern suburbs, although I'm an exception, but where possible, we try and provide transport, but if we can't, anyone that's interested
anyone
is quite
from any
welcome
area?
To come along from any area.
From any area.
Yeah, but only if you're under 35.
I don't think that really matters.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they can bend the rules a little. You're under 35, aren't you, Alan?
I am, but 5 years ago.
Hey, wait a minute, I'm not under 35 either. Hey, wait a minute. It's from what age groups? From 18 and 35.
Yeah.
Age between, I can still go. I can. Well, yes, and the whole idea of the project is not to be discriminatory, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
Well, Alan objects. I'm not from the eastern suburbs anyway. What's HACCS? That's home and community care, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
So that it's just part of crippled children. That's where it came from.
Yes, but not for long, because in March we plan to become a corporation. So at the moment... we're sort of sponsored by the Crippled Children's Society, but as of next year, that will all change.
Well, they really wanted to get back to doing work with more children, didn't they?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, rather than adults, because they were doing an awful lot of things for disabled adults.
Mm.
And sort of their name's Crippled Children. But how did it start? Do you know anything about that?
Well, it started because a group of social workers from the Crippled Children's Society saw a need... for people that had left school to have something to do through the day, because after they left school, a lot of them were housebound, and all they ever did was sit in a house all day. And by setting up raps, it gave disabled people an outing, and it also, we also aim to further people's interest, like if there's a particular course they want to do.
And their carers as well, isn't it?
Yep.
And they had to work.
And how often do you meet?
Well, we have a outing once a month, but if there's something special on, like a movie or a show that we want to go and see, we all ring each other up and say, such and such a show's on, would you like to go? Or if there's anything that a lot of us want to do, one of our coordinators can arrange for a bus so that we can get picked up if possible. Like, we've been to see the Sydney Kings.
Who are the Sydney Kings?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball. Mm.
And that was good.
And what else? What else have you done? Yeah. So memorable.
I'm not usually so stuck for words.
No, you aren't, are you? Did you tell us about Penrith? I can't remember.
Yes, we went to Penrith Leagues Club last week. That's the biggest club in the Southern Hemisphere.
Mm.
They've got a water ski park, a golf course, a travel agency.
A travel agency?
Three or four restaurants. It's huge.
Yeah, I've been there. pity they didn't win the football. Well, this is really fascinating. I think we'll change topics, don't you?
All right.
Thanks for the plug for wraps anyway, Peter.
Okay.
What else have been doing on your side, Penn?
Me?
Yeah, what are you at? Yeah, class are you?
It folded.
Is it?
Why
drama. Drama.
Drama.
Oh.
Is it drama?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you. You about summed it up. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the future is at the moment, which is pretty sad. As for my life, it is...
We would wind up that drama.
I think that's a wise idea. I mean, look, I go to work. I don't know whether I've got a job from day to day. You know, drama's folded. I'm miserable.
We'll get out the violins.
Oh, thank you. How about we play some music?
How about we do the food?
Is it over, is it? Well, that was a fun-packed half hour, wasn't it? Thank you, boys. And remember, you're the voice of ability. Crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better. But a revolution. Yes, finally the table are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, I've been standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion.
don't you know? Talking about a revolution sound.